Have you ever looked at your book and you just set it back down and say, you know what, I just don't have the feel to read today? So in this upcoming episode of Let's Discuss Books, your host, Little Nina, is going to share with you some things that us readers do go through in which taking a break from reading. So stay tuned. Peace. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful episode. I hope everybody is doing well on Sunday. And if you listen to this on a Sunday or any other day of the week, I hope you guys are enjoying your day, you know. But let me tell you about my awesome weekend, or just week in general. So, you know, I had to work Thursday. I was off. I necessarily don't celebrate the holidays, but I went to spend it with my loved ones because you never know, you might not ever see that loved one. And then that's when we can all get together and enjoy each other's company, because we all do work, correct? So that was my time to spend time with my family and whatnot. Although, like I said, I don't celebrate the holidays at all. But like I said, I love seeing my family and spending time with them. That's the important thing about it, just spend time with your family. So that's what I like about it. Then the next day I have to go back to work anyway. So anywho, I went to, so last night me and my significant other had a little date night Saturday night, and we went to this pool hall. And let me tell you, we went up to the pool hall, and the lady that was at the door, she was like, well, let me see your IDs. And she was up here coughing up a lung. And I was like, what in the flying heck? Okay, anyway. And then she was like, well, let me see your vaccination cards. And I was like, one, we're not vaccinated. And two, I won't be going up in there anyway, because you look like you're about to cough up a dang on lung, and you up here asking for proof of vaccination cards. So we hurry up and we turn around and said, nah, we cool. But you in there coughing up a lung and you up here asking us for vaccination cards. But that's a whole different story. You know, everybody have their own opinions about vaccinations. You know, if you feel like you have to get your vaccines, that's fine. If you feel like you don't have to, that's totally up to you. But I feel that COVID is going to run its course. You know, that's just typical. COVID gonna run its course, and you know, we can try to protect everybody as a whole, but you know, I mean, we could go back and forth for a long time about how we feel about this whole COVID this whole COVID situation. But at the same time, people, just protect yourself, for us, like, you know, wash your hands. If you don't feel good, stay at home. You know, that's all what it is. We're not vaccinated at all. But like I said, I've been in the mix with, I'm an essential worker. So, you know, I was in there in the beginning, and I worked through when everything was shut down. So we didn't have, us postal workers did not have protection at all. But I wasn't scared. You know, I pray, you know, all the time, and I also take care of myself. And I'm not saying that I can't catch it, you know, but I do sit up here and pray, and I do take the extra measures, you know, taking my vitamins and eating healthy, you know. So, but that's all I ask, you know, people, just be safe. All you have to do is sit up here, keep yourself clean, and if you're under the weather, you know, stay at home. That simple. Stay at home. If you can't afford to stay at home, you're still going to have to stay at home, because you're going to spread the virus, even though when you go to work and you have to be there, you know. But just stay at home. That's just that simple. But that's not what my podcast is all about. But that, I just had to get that out there, because last night we went up there, this lady's about to cough up a lung, and she sounded like she didn't feel good. But you asking us a proof, like, we was like, oh, nah, we cool. We can just go on home and call it a day. Go out to eat, and then go back home and watch a little movie and call it a night. So that was my week. You know, I had to work and get some things done. I was going to make like a little flyer for this, for my podcast, but I was like, I don't know. I'm still up. So I'm probably going to make one once I get off finishing this episode, but who knows. But I had to let that in. I thought that was very entertaining to come across a place that requires proof of vaccination cards, because what happened if you did get your vaccine and you just didn't get your card and you just like, okay, whatever, and you made it your way out there? They was like, okay, I already you know, was vaccinated. So it was like, well, still, you know. But anywho, it's to each his own. You gotta take care of yourself out there. You know, I'm not, this is not what my podcast is all about, is to bash, but I just had to let you guys know what happened to us when we had our little date night. But let's get into this, okay? Let's get into this episode. You know, I wanted to go ahead and talk about this. I didn't want to spend 5 minutes talking about this whole, my little date night. And I thought that was just like, okay, whatever. But let's get it. You know, when we have stockpiles at home, and what I mean by stockpiles is that, okay, we have a lot of books at home, and we also have a list of TBRs to be read, and sometimes we can get overwhelmed, and that's one. We can get overwhelmed with a lot of books that we have, and we just like, you know what, almost take a break from it and call it a day. And that's one of the reasons that I can think of as a reader that wanted to take a break from reading. We can just get overwhelmed with how many books that we have on our TBRs, and we just like, okay, whatever, I'm cool. And I know with me, per se, or I don't get overwhelmed with a lot of books that I have. I just, sometimes I can get tired and I just like, I'm not feeling to read today. I'm going to go ahead and just take a break and call it a day. And that's because sometimes life can get the best of us. And what I mean by life is called adulting. If you're going to work and you have to come home and take care of a family, and you get tired and you're just like, you're worn out. And then when you about to crank open that book, you just like, okay, I'm over it. Or if you're reading a book and it pisses you off, or you're just like, it's really bland, but you still have to manage to finish it, you put down that book and you're just like, you know what, I'm not feeling that book today per se. I may come back to it tomorrow. You know, we do, us readers do go through things like that, and it's called emotions. We can deal with a lot with adulting, and then we come home and we still have to deal with some adulting, and that's taking care of a family. Now, if you're single, it does affect you as well, because I remember when I was single, I would put down the book and leave it alone for a while. Now, I took a break from reading when I was single. I sure did. I took a break because also I was dealing with a relationship that was toxic. And I just didn't have time to actually, I didn't say I didn't have time, I just didn't feel the need to read, because he was mentioning about stuff like that. Like, all she does is sit there and read all the time, them sex books and stuff like that. He would say stuff like that. And I'm sitting up here like, well, damn, it's just a book. Because there was that time I was reading Eric Jerome Dickey. So it was like Milk in My Coffee, Cheaters, and it was some other, Sister, it was books like that when I was reading. And I guess he went ahead and read like a page at one of those books. So anyway, he was just complaining about that. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I just put down the book and took a long break from reading because he was complaining about that. So, you know, I had to put down something that I love just to fulfill and be there in my relationships, you know, in my relationship with this guy. And it still didn't get nowhere because it was a very toxic relationship back then. And so I took a break from reading. So stuff like that does happen with the reader. You know, you have so much stuff that's going on and you just don't have the energy just to pick up that book and read. And sometimes we do. Like, we can only escape the reading, because if you got so much stuff going on and your only escape goal to escape this life is reading. And that's how I feel. You know, I take a break from life aka adulting, and I go crack open that book and I escape into that book reality, far as living vicariously through that character, you know. And so, and I enjoy myself, but sometimes you just be like, okay, I'm cool, I don't feel like it, I don't have the strength to read, I just want to just be doing adulting, and you just want to relax and just take a break from reading. And that does happen sometimes, it really does. I know that a couple of people that I talk with through Facebook, one lady in particular, she's just like, you know what, I just don't have the feel to read anymore. And I asked, I said, why? She was just like, well, I got too much stuff going on. I want to accomplish a lot of things, but I just don't know how to do it. I really want to accomplish a lot out here. And I asked, I said, what you want to do? She want to run a podcast. She wanted to open up a book. So, I mean, it was a lot. And, you know, it can be overwhelming. And so she was just like, I just don't have the feel to read anymore. And I love and I enjoy reading, but I just need something to get that kick, you know, that fire, that spark. And not to mention, she's an author as well. So she said she don't even have a feel to write anymore. And that's something that, you know, she loves doing. She loves reading and she loves writing. So, you know, she said she just didn't have the feel. And that's because, you know, she wants to accomplish so much stuff, but it's not happening very quickly. You know, she wants to have it just like that. And a lot of us do. And we can get overwhelmed on stuff that we want to have happen. And when it comes down to what we love doing, far as like reading, we just put it to the side and then come back to it. And not to mention, it's okay to take a break from reading. Don't feel bad, because that was one of the things that she had mentioned. You know, she said she feels bad because she's part of some book groups out there. And you know, and she loves reading and she loves to be involved, but, you know, she just feel like she wasn't there. And that's understandable. You know, just for me, I would just say the number one thing, if you are involved with a book group or a book club, I should say, just be communicate with them and let them know, like, hey, I'm taking a break from reading right now. I won't be participant in this group. You know, I won't be as active. I shouldn't say participant, but I won't be as active in this group because I'm just taking a break from reading. I hope you guys enjoy. I might come back here, but I will be communicating with you all. But if you haven't heard from me, I'm just taking a break. And I'm pretty sure that book club will understand and just be like, okay, instead of just not saying nothing. If you don't say nothing, then it's kind of like, okay, what happened? Why you're not being involved? But all I can say, if you're involved in a book club or whatever, just communicate and let them know what's going on and say, hey, I won't be able to be as active because I'm taking a break, and then they will understand, you know. But taking a break from reading is definitely okay. It's nothing bad or anything. Sometimes sometimes you just need that break to yourself, and that's break. It's like breaking up with somebody, but you know, taking that break from reading is definitely nothing. It's nothing bad to do. You can take that break as long as you want to and then come back to it. And once you come back to it, you will find that you will find that it's refreshing, and it's like, huh, this is what I love doing. This is what I miss. Oh, okay. This is awesome. You know, you will have a different feel to it. Then you'll be right back at it, reading, keeping up, what's going on, what's the new books that's been dropped. And then you just like you find a whole new love again. And it's an awesome feeling. It is. It's an awesome feeling that you can have when you pick back up something that you enjoy doing. It's like, wow, I enjoy this. This is what I missed out. So it's okay to take that break. It's nothing bad at all. Because what's so awesome about it, when you come back to reading, and you look at some of your stockpile, you'll be like, you know what? I can tackle that stockpile or TBR, whatever you guys call it. I can tackle that. And then you'd be back to reading again. But yes, some readers out there do get overwhelmed sometimes and do take a break. And it can be from anything. Life, work, kids, family, relationships. Because like I said, I was involved in a toxic relationship. So I definitely had to take a break from reading. And then after that break that I had when I break up from my ex-boyfriend, you know, I got back into finding me. And once I got into finding me and building myself up and starting all over, I still didn't pick up a book because I was out here, you know, being adventurous. I was having fun, you know. During that time back in 2010, I moved into my apartment with my best friend. So that was just like very exciting for me, you know. Moving into this apartment, I enjoyed it very much. So I was having fun with my best friend, you know, and then starting a new job and doing things with my new job and also babysitting, all that stuff during that time, within that little short time right there from 2010 to maybe 2017, 2018, I slowly picked up my book and started getting into what I love doing, and this is where we at now. So like I said, from 2007 probably all the way to 2015 or 16, 17 or something like that, I took that long break from reading, and it was okay because now that I'm back into reading now and I'm more at a subtle place right now, very calming environment, and I'm okay with life right now. I'm older. I don't deal, less drama is gone because, you know, when you get rid of that negative energy, you feel at peace. So I'm at that time right now. I'm like, okay, I got to get my house together, remodeling my house. And I'm working and trying to get things. That's okay. This is something that is balanced in my life. My life is balanced, okay? Where back then it wasn't so much balanced. It wasn't at all. So I'm able now to be like, okay, I can go back to reading, and this is what I love doing, and finding more things to do besides reading. You know, I'm part of a two-stepping class. I'm up here about to take bungee workout lessons, and also I'm skating on Tuesdays. So I'm out here doing stuff that's going to actually help with positive, you know, bringing that positive energy back into my life. And it's already been there, so it's not saying it's coming back into my life, but it always been there, you know. But yes, like I said, it's definitely easy to take, I wouldn't say easy, but it's okay to take a break. Definitely so it's really okay to take a break. And you know, it won't be like what you think it's going to be. You're going to come back to what you love doing anyway. So if you take that break and it seems like it's forever when you come back to reading, it really hasn't. It's just been for a short period of time. And like I said, I stopped reading from 2007 all the way to 18, maybe 19. I just got back to reading. And I look back at it now, it might have seemed long, but the years went by so quickly. I can say it was like, it's not that long. Because it wasn't. If you think about it. Because it was just like a short break. A short break, what I call it. I know I mentioned, say, yeah, that's a long time. But it's really like a short break. Because when you get back to something, it's like, oh, I stopped reading yesterday. It seemed like it. Because when you get back to something that you love, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, if that makes sense to my listeners, you know. But anywho, we're about to come up on the break, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So, yeah, like I said, taking a break for reading is okay. I wouldn't say it's so much bad, but it might feel bad once you come back and you're just like, oh, I feel I left something that I love for a long time. But yeah, if you're a reader, you'll come back to what you love, and that is reading. You definitely will come back to what you love in general. There's nothing wrong with taking a break from reading. And, you know, if you're part of a book club, I strongly suggest that you communicate with that book club and let them know that you're taking a break from reading right now, and you won't be as active in the group anymore. You just taking that break because, you know, a lot of book clubs, they want you to be active, and that's the whole point of having a book club anyway. The members have to be active, so it's important that you communicate with this book club. Now, if it's a large number of people that's involved in that book club, so by you leaving for a while and coming back and they won't even notice, and it's okay, you don't have to communicate like that with that particular book club. But if it's like a book club that's like small in numbers and everybody knows each other, then it's best to communicate with the group and let them know that, hey, I'm taking a break, and that's it, so they won't be left hanging. And, you know, and when you come back, it's like, what in the heck happened? Are you going to do this as often? Because we like our members to be active and communicate. That's all you have to do, is basically communicate with your group if you're involved in a book club. But if not, then, you know, it's put that book down. And I'm not going to even lie, sometimes a book can stress you out to the point to where it make you put down that book, and you're just like, I got to walk away from reading for a little bit and take that little break. Because sometimes books do stress you out mentally, because the character is acting up and you're not really feeling the character, or the book is really boring and you have to put the book down. Because I'm one of those readers that, although if the book is really boring and long and just like, I would still finish the book and give it a bad rating. I normally don't give bad ratings, but like if a book is like really dry, but I still have to finish it, I still have to finish the book. Let me take that back. There is one book that I did not finish, that it was really dry. It was called The Passage. The Passage was very, very, very long, and it didn't make sense, and it was dry, so I had to get rid of that book. I put it at a small little mini library in the neighborhoods, and hopefully somebody picked it up, but I did not like that book, and I would say that would be one book that I did not finish. Other than that, I actually finish books, even though if it's long and boring, I do finish books. But that book right there, I did not finish. I was like, oh no, this book is a hot mess. And they turned it into a TV show on ABC. I fell in love with the TV show, actually. But the book didn't match up with the TV show at all. So I was really pissed about that. So I took that book and put it in a little mini library. I sure did. But I also had to take a break from reading because I was like, oh no, I don't want to go through all that. And it, characters in books can piss you off, definitely. But like I said, I put down a book in a minute and be like, I have to walk away. Like right now, I'm reading Bad Fat Black Girl. And it's okay, but I had to put it down. But since it's a part of a book club that I'm in, they don't start that book until like that first week of December. And we have to read like the first three pages I think on before we meet. So not the first three pages, the first three chapters, my bad. The first three chapters before we meet. So I'm like, okay, I'm on chapter 5, so I'm okay for now. So I can take a break from that book and put that book down and read my other book called 42 minutes. And I know I mentioned in my last episode about 42 minutes about this girl who committed a crime, and she killed her schoolmate and put him in the she worked at a morgue, and she burns up people. She put them, what do you call those things, anyway, she works at a morgue, and she killed her classmate and put him in one of those little things, that the cremation thing, and cremated his body, and I thought it'd take 42 minutes to burn up a body. So I lied. Oops, my bad. So yeah, it takes longer than that for a body to burn. So but yes, I just wanted to come on here to make that clear. It's like, okay, I know I mentioned that in my previous episode, but yeah, I'm reading a novel right now called 42 Minutes by Janae Harden, and it's a pretty good book. It really is. It does have some dry areas of the book itself, but it's actually good, and it pisses you off too, but I ain't gonna get into all that. But 42 Minutes is definitely a great book. I'm loving it right now. I'm on chapter 13 right now, and I'm working my way through because I'm able to take a break from the other book that I'm reading, Bad Black Fat Girl. Yeah, I'm taking a break from that one because in that book club that I'm in, we don't have to necessarily start that book until like that first week of December, and we don't meet until that first week or that second week. I believe it's the second week. So I'm up to date. I'm caught up with everything with that book. So I'm able to put that book down because it was like nails on the chalkboard when I was reading that book, because I couldn't really get into that book. I really can't. Mm-mm. It has its perks, but I really wasn't too much feeling that book. It was making me mad, and it wasn't making me mad. It was just like, it was kind of dry, so I had to put that book down. So I'm glad that I always read like multiple books, because if one book is really getting on my nerves, I can put that book down and come to another book. So that's one thing I do. But anywho, like I said, it's great to take a break from a book. It's not bad. It's okay. It's not bad at all. So don't feel bad. And I said it's great. Sometimes you want to take that break. You know. You want to take that break from reading. Sometimes you do. And it's okay. Don't feel bad about it. Just do not. Us readers go through a time in our lives where adulting can get the best of us. And what I mean by adulting, because I will say that word a lot, we all are adults and we have to deal with this so-called, what they call is life. We have things outside of the reading world that we deal with. Some of us is in school. Some of us is working. Some of us is a wife, husband, a mother, father, taking care of their own parents, being the son. We have all these roles, that these titles that we take on, and they do take up most of part of us anyway. When we come to reading, it's kind of like, okay, we just tired. Sometimes we get consumed with a lot of stuff that we go through, and we just be like, okay, I'm done. I don't have the strength today. Or we can just deal with a type of life where it can really alter our emotions sometimes. And when we think about reading, we just like, okay, we over it. I don't want to read today. I just ain't feeling it. So it does take a part. So us readers do go through that. A lot of us do go through that at times, and it's okay. Definitely is okay. So if you listen to this right now and you feel like, okay, I'm taking a break, and you want to take a break from reading, it's okay. You'll come back to it. And when you do, it's not going to be that long once you get back into it. You'll be like, oh, it wasn't that long I took a break. It might be to other people, but people don't understand, when you walk away for something that you love and you come back, it's not like you ever left it, if that makes sense. So I hope you all enjoy this little episode, and tune in for the next one. Thank you for tuning in on that little episode. I hope you all enjoy. Don't forget to share on your social media outlets. And also, you can follow me on Instagram for Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. I'm still working on my TikTok, so I'll be able to give you guys that link as well here shortly. So it's like time consuming doing all that. But until next time, I hope you enjoy. Peace.